ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯತೋನ್ವಯಾದಿತರದ ಚಾರ್ತೇಶ್ವ ವಿಜ್ಞಸ್ವರಾಟ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಹೃದಾಯ ಆದಿಗವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ ತೇಜೋವಾರಿಮೃದಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಂನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಗುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತಗೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾಂ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರಃ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃತ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯತೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿಃ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷು ವಿತಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಳಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಸುಖಮುಖಾತ್ ಅಮೃತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಪಾವುಕಾ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಚಂದಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮತಿತಿತೀರ್ಷತಾಂ ತಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇದ್. So we have seen the story so far that Hiranyakashipu tried to kill his son Prahlada many ways. When he was not successful, failed in his attempt, he became very sad. At that time, Chandamarka, the gurus, they came and told that this is children. Children are like that. They are stubborn. When they grow up, they will change. Also with proper education from proper mature guru, our father is coming back. So he will be able to teach them well, teach him well. Hiranyakashipu did not have any other choice, so he is sent Prahlada back to the Gurukulam. Now one day Chandamarka was away, so Prahlada thought, he felt pity for his brothers and he started teaching them what is the right knowledge. Because whatever knowledge they were getting, they were related to difference. Creating difference that I am different, you are different, he is my enemy, therefore I should kill him for my survival. So this is Asuric teaching is like that. Devas are our enemies. So we should continuously oppose them, continuously plan to destroy them. This is the teaching given to Asuras. Like all politics, you know, superpowers and developing countries, underdeveloped countries. What are the attitude? The same way in a bigger level also. So here our Prahladji gives the right teaching, saying that unless we surrender ourselves and take refuge in the feet of Bhagavan, Mukunda, whatever pleasure that we seek in the world outside will never satisfy you completely. So therefore, give up this enmity. Why? Because Bhagavan resides in every heart. So give up enmity and become friends to all and do good to all, serve them all. That is the best way to worship the Lord. Then all these students in the process, Prahlada said, I learned this teaching from my guru Narada. So they were concerned, how did you learn from Narada? Then he told the story that during the time when my father went for tapas, the devatas attacked all the Asura Loka, and in the process he took my mother also with him. And Narada intercepted and advised Indra that the child that is in the womb is Mahabhagavata. Therefore, you will not be able to kill him also. And believing in the words, trusting the words of Narada, Devendra left him, left my mother and me unharmed. Not only that, he went round my mother, prostrated before her and left for Devaloka. Then Narada took my mother to Narada's ashram, consoled her, you will be safe here. And this, my mother served Narada very faithfully, sincerely. And as a result, she got two boons. One boon is, no harm should come to my child. Second one is, Ishta Prasuti. Whenever she wants, she should give birth to the child. Both were granted. Then Narada used to teach, thinking of me in the womb, mother forgot, but I remember everything. Now listening to this, all the Asura Balas, they were innocent. They were more attracted to Prahlada's teaching. So they started quietly sitting and meditating upon Mahavishnu. This alarmed the gurus, Chandamarka. They went, immediately reported the matter because they were afraid. So, that is where we left yesterday. So this is the chapter 8. Adadaityasudha sarve sutva tadanuvarnitam jagruhar niravadyattvam tvannaiva kurvanushichitam. This asura boys, being pure-minded, sutva tadanu varnitam, and accepted the instruction given by Prahlada, and not the instruction given by their teacher. Athācārya sudastesham buddhi mekānda samsthitām ālakṣya bhītas tvarito rājña āvedayat yathā. Now teachers saw how the minds of the boys were becoming more and more prone to contemplation, because whenever they got time, they were sitting and meditating. Now this is unheard of for Rakshasa children. Now they were frightened. And to avoid blame falling on them, they reported the matter to Hiranyakashipu. They must have dragged Prahlada also with them. Now, there is a revolt in our primary school. Your son is a leader. Because they don't want afterwards the blame. Why didn't you tell me? No, it's not that. Shrutva tadapriyam detyo dussaham tanayanayam kopavesha chalat gatraha putram handam manodade. Now when Hiranyakashipu heard this, his body trembled in violent rage. Now, because he could not think of again this unbearable conduct, that my son is a devotee of my enemy Hari. Then he decided to kill this time. I will kill him myself. So far, because after all he is my son, so I have some sympathy. Therefore I thought somebody else will do the job, let me not do. Because killing our own son, it is considered papa, a papa karma. So I didn't want to do that, let somebody else do it. So this is what he thought. But now he decided, doesn't matter, whatever papa or whatever it is, ill fame come to me, doesn't matter. I will kill him myself. Putram handam manodate. Chiptva parushaya vacha prahladam adadarshanam ahe kshamana papena tirascheenena chakshusha. Raining abusive words on Prahlada, who doesn't deserve it. Hiranyaksha, cruel by nature, looked at him with an angry sidelong glance, hissing like a trampled serpent, addressed the boy. And Prahlada was standing there with all folded hand, with all humility he was standing. Prashraya vanatam dandam bandhanjali madastidam sarpapadahadaiva susan prakritidarunaha. He durvinita mandatman kulabhedakara athama stabdham machasanodbhutam dhutam neshetya tvadya yamakshayam. Now, These are the words he used. Hiranyaksha says, he says, I shall immediately dispatch you to Yamaloka. Yamakshayam. Adya, today, now, I will send you dispatch to Yamaraj, Yamalok. Why? Because you are a fool, a traitor to the family, Durvinita. See, Durvinita means who has no humility. But here, Prahlada is a humility incarnate. Mandatman, fool. And traitor, kula bedakara athama. You are a traitor to the family. And you are a villain, debased villain. Because in the whole family, you are a villain, according to him. Then, stabdam, stubborn. How dare you, machasana, dhutam. How dare you defile my order, command. How fearlessly you flout my command. So, my authority, the whole world accept. That is the case. How dare you, a five-year-old boy, my own son, refuse to accept. Krutasya yasya kambande trayoloka saheshwaraha tasya me bhidavan mudha shasanam kim balotyagaha. Kim balotyagaha. What source of power that you have? What is the source of your power? Because of which you fearlessly flout my command. That also, me, my command. You say, see, I, the one, my angry looks are sufficient to cause tremor in the hearts of devatas, all the guardian deities. Which is true. And the whole three worlds. How dare you disobey me? What is your strength? What is your power? You know, this question was asked by Ravana to Hanumanji also in Lanka. Now Prahlada says, Na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan savaibalam balinam chaparesham parevaremi stirajangamaye brahmadayo yena vasham pranita. O king, na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan. Not only for me, but even for all considered strong, including you. The source of strength is He, the Lord, the Supreme Being, who controls everything, high and low, paravare, from Brahma down to the blade of grass. So there is only one source of strength for me and you. So that is the Lord Himself. Sa Ishwaraha Kalaha Urukramaha Asavojaha Sahaha Sattva Balendriyatma Sayeva Vishyam Paramasva Shaktibihi Rajatyavatyatti Gunatrayeshaha. Now here, think about it. Hiranyakashipu declared himself, he is the Lord of the world. The entire country, nobody worshipped Vishnu or Devatas. All the offerings were offered to Hiranyakashipave Namaha. This is the mantra everybody chanted. All the Havan Kunt were offering him the offering. And that person is listening now, what? Sai Ishwara, he is the Lord. He alone is everything. Means what? He's telling indirectly, you are not the one. And he is the strength of the mind, senses. And the Lord of Supreme, the master of gunas. He creates, preserves, destroys everything. Therefore, jahyasuram bhava mimam tvam atmanaha samam mano datsvana sandhi vidvishaha ritejidadatmana utpadastidat taddhihyanandasya mahat samarhanam. Therefore, our Prabhupada says, please give up this asuric tendency and become even-minded. Abandon this distinction between friend and enemy. He said, there is no enemy beyond your own mind. If it is uncontrolled and caught in the path of vice, that mind is the greatest enemy. Now, dasyun purashanna vichitya lumbade manyandayeke sujita dishodeshaha jidatmano jnasya samasya dehinam sadosya moha prabhavakutappare. There are some consider that they have conquered the entire world. He is indicating his own father. But alas, unless they conquer their own mind, they will never feel peace, or they never conquer anything. So you may be the conqueror of the whole world. Same term is used in Vibhishana when he gave advice to Ravana also. So Kumati Sumati Sabuke Urupar, he gives that. Good and bad in everybody's heart. And then he advised also, if you do not conquer your own mind, you may be the conqueror of the 14 world, but nobody will respect you. The same way here also, Prahlad says, our Tulsidasji was very much influenced by Bhagavatam. So most of his teaching you'll see from Bhagavatam only. Examples also. Now, Hiranyakashipu, he is not a person who is going to listen good advice. Somebody said, Hukko Bhadirahan, who is a deaf person. The one who never listened to good advice, he is a deaf person. Hiranyakashipu, Vyaktam Tvam Martukamosi. Now it is clear, you are destined to die. Because yodimatram vigathyase mumurshunam hi mandatman nanusyur viplavagira. Only those people who are about to die, they speak like this. You know, they blabber. Deathbed people, you don't know what they are speaking. Because you are about to die, you are in the jaws of Yamaraj, so you don't know what you are saying. That means, spashta, your death is near. Yastvaya manda bhagyokto madanyo jagadishvara. Oh fool, is there any Lord other than me in this world? Madanyo jagadishvara kvaso yadisa sarvatra kasmas tambe nadrishyate. Now, where is that Lord of the world of whom you speak? Is there anyone other than me? Our Prahlad said, everywhere. He is everywhere. He is everywhere. Then, is he in this pillar also? Prahlada says, the very existence, because of the pillar is existing, that very existence is Bhagavan. How can I explain to my father? He says, I see him in pillar also. I see him there too. Prahlad says, now, and he had soham vigathyamanasya shiraha kayatvarabide gopayeda hariswadya yaste sharanamipsitam. I, the master of the universe, Hiranyakashipu says, now going to sever your head. You are an impertinent fool. Now let Hari, of whom you speak, of so great, who gives shelter to all, let me see how he protect you. if he is there. That's the point. Evam duruktve muhurardhayan rusha sutam mahabhagavatam mahasuraha khadgam pragrhyot patito varasanat stambam tadadadibala sumushtina. Saying this with sword in hand, he jumped from his simhasan, from his throne, he jumped and delivered a heavy blow with a strong fist on the pillar. Where Prahlada said, you know, that pillar also I see Bhagavan. That reminds me, you know, in Balavihar, what happens is this Prahlada story is enacted, our children. So one scene was there like this, our Hiranyakashipu is asking Prahlada, where is your God? You know, is he in this pillar or that pillar? And he was about to go and hit the other pillar. So at that time, Prahlada says, no, Dad, not there, the other one. These are all side stories, very interesting. Because the Narasimha Bhagavan was hiding another pillar. Suppose he strike this and there is nothing comes. he delivered a blow on the pillar. Then what happened? Tadeva tasmin ninato dhibhishano babuvayenandagatahamasphudat yamvai sudishnopagatam tvajadayaha trutva sudhamapyamanga menire. Immediately a terrific sound was heard from the pillar. The sound was so loud, and our Hiranyakashipu was thinking, I gave one hit to the pillar, that pillar will not make that much of sound. This is something different. And it was so loud that it seems it will crack the cosmic shell. And hearing the sound, Brahmaji and others, they thought that Pralaya, the doomsday, has come. Savikraman putravatepsurojasa nishamya narhadama purva madbhudam andasabhayam nadadarsya tatpadam vidatra suryena surari yuthapam. Thus, while Hiranyakashipu was making a determined effort to kill his son, he was wonderstruck to hear this strange and at the same time terror-inspiring sound, and whose source he could not find. He was looking here and there in the assembly. Now, Bhagavan appears. Satyam vidhatam nijabhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah adrishyadatyadbhutarupamadbuddhahan stambe sabhayam na mrigam na manusham. These are very beautiful verses where our Sridhara Swami, who is a commentator for Bhagavatam, has spent a lot of time explaining. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. To prove true the words of his devotee. Now one devotee is what? Our Prahlada. Prahlada said what? Bhagavan is there in the pillar. Now that word has to be proved true. So satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Now our Sridhara Swami says not only one devotee, Bhagavan has got so many devotees. One devotee is Prahlada and another devotee is what? Brahmaji himself. Brahmaji is the one who has given him the boon. So that boon, whatever that he has given, it has to be true. So he was given a boon that nobody that is created by Brahma will kill him. No creature that is created by Brahmaji will kill him. So therefore, this person or this entity that is going to kill Hiranyakashipu has to be born of not Brahmaji, born of something else. Therefore, pillar. That is one. Then another devotee also, Sanat Kumaras also were Bhagavan's devotee. They also cursed him. So their word also have to come true. Then this Hiranyakashipu himself is Bhagavan's devotee. Mega Jaya Vijaya. What was his desire? That he should not be killed by anybody who created by Brahmaji. So all these devotees' words has to be made true. So satyam vidhatam nichabhritya bhashitam vyaptim jabhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah. That Hari, who was immanent in everything, who is inherent and at the same time transcendent. Vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu cha atmanaha. He is pervading the entire creation. And that Lord emerged from that pillar and into the assembly from that pillar in a form na mrigam na manusham. Neither human being nor animal. Bolie hiran Narasimha Bhagavan ki. Can we do aarti?
ॐ न तत्र सूर्यो भाति न चन्द्रतारकं नेमा विद्युतो भान्ति कुतो यमग्निः तमेव भान्तमनुभाति सर्वं तस्य भासा सर्वमिदं विभाति.
Now that description of Narasimha is given here in detail. What was the form of Bhagavan? Sattvamenam sasattvamenam varidopi pashyan stambasya madhyadanu narjihanam nayam mrgo nabhinaro vijitram அஹோ கிமேதன் மிருகதேந்திர ரூபம். நவ் தி அசுரா ஹி வாஸ் லுக்கிங் அரவுண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வேர் த சவுண்ட் இஸ் கமிங். He suddenly saw that form is emerging from the pillar. Wonderful form, which was neither the whole human being or whole animal, but it was man, lion, Narasimha. Mimamsamanasya samutthitograto Narasimharupastadalam bhayanakam பிரதப்தாமீகரச்சண்டலோச்சனம் ஸ்புரஸ்தடா கேசர ஜம்பிதானனம். அண்ட் தஸ் அவர் ஹிரண்ய வாஸ் வாஸ் க்வஸ்டினிங் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் தேட் டைம் தேர் ஸ்டுட் பிஃபோர் ஹிம் எ ஃபியூர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நரசிம்ஹா அண்ட் ஹேவிங் ஃபியர்ஃபுல் ஐஸ் க்ளோயிங் It is, and the whole body resembling like a molten gold. And his face was shining with brilliant matted locks, mane. So this lion's face, it was brilliantly shining. Karaladamshtam karavalachanjalachurandajikvam prukutimukholbhanam tambordhvakarnam girigandharadbhudap வியாத்தாஸ்யநாசம் ஹனுபேதபீஷணம். நவ் ஹீஸ் ஃபேங்ஸ் வர் டெரர் இன்ஸ்பைரிங், டங் வாஸ் ஷார்ப் அண்ட் க்யூரிங் லைக் எ சோர்ட், ஹிஸ் ஐப்ரோஸ் கேவ் ஃப்ரைட்ஃபுல் லுக், இயர்ஸ் ஹிஸ் இயர்ஸ் ஸ்டுட் ஆன் அண்ட் எரெக்ட், ஹிஸ் ஓப்பன் மவுத் அண்ட் நாஸ்ட்ரல்ஸ் வர் லைக் கேவ்ஸ். Now, this description is there, very beautiful, terrible. Divisprishatkaya madhirka peevarakrivoruvatchasthalamalpamat dhamam chandram sugaurechuditam tanuruhai vishvakmujanikashatam nakhayudam. Now, his body touching the sky. Suddenly he increased his size. He had a short neck, thick and short neck, and his chest was broad, and at the same time slender abdomen. Okay, not like us. This, and his hair resembling the rays of the moon, covering his body. He had innumerable arms. This reminds me of another episode. There is a poet in Kerala. His name is Narayana Bhattathiri. He summarized the entire Bhagavatam, the 18,000 verses, into 1,034 verses. And if you read Bhagavatam and then read Narayaniyam, then you will see the beauty of his composition. Because he has absorbed everything that is important. He never left anything unimportant. Every day he used to write 10 verses Dashakam. Like this he completed in 100 days. This Narayaniyam, and at the end of it, sitting in front of Lord Krishna in Guruvayur. There is a Lord Krishna temple in Kerala, very famous. And when he was suffering with Vatarogam, paralysis, and at the end of it, he had darshan of Bhagavan Krishna. And he got cured also, totally. Now, while writing this, when this particular episode came, it seems that whenever he writes Dashakam, each Dashakam, a particular story, when he completes, he looks at Bhagavan in the sanctum sanctorum, and he used to see Bhagavan is nodding, yes, okay. Then only he proceeds. And this occasion when it came, Bhattadhari said, I cannot write this because I have not seen a form like this. I will not be able to describe. So it seems Bhagavan appeared before him. And breaking the pillar, he appeared in a Narasimha form and showed Bhattadhari what exactly that form. And seeing that form, he has described. And you can hear, you can chant, Amma will chant. Better.
स्तंभे घट्टयतो हिरण्यकशिपोः कर्णौ समाचूर्णयन् आघूर्ण जगदंडकुंडकुहरो घोरस्तवा भूद्रवः श्रुत्वायं किल दैत्यराज हृदये पूर्वं कदाप्यश्रुतं कंपक कश्चन संपपात चकितोप्यंभोज भूर्विष्टरात् दैत्ये दिक्षु विसृष्ट चक्षुषे महासंभ्रमिणी स्तंभत संभूतं न मृगात्मकं न मनुजाकारं वपुस्ते विभो किं किं भीषणमेतदद्भुतमिति युद्भ्रांत चित्ते सुरे विस्फूर्जद्दवलोग्ररोम विकसद् वश्मा समाजृम्भताः तप्तस्वर्णसवर्णघूर्णदतिरुक्षाक्षं सटाकेशरप्रोत्कम्पप्रनिकुम्भिताम्बरमपो जियात्तवेदं वपुः व्याप्तव्याप्तमहादरीसकमुखं खड्गोग्रवल्गन्महा जिह्वा निर्गमदृश्यमान सुमहादंष्ट्रायुगोडामरम् उत्सर्पद्वलिभङ्गभीषणहनु ह्रस्वस्थवीयस्तरग्रीवं पीवरदोषतोद्गतनख क्रूरांशुदूरोल्बणम् व्योमोल्लङ्घिघनागनोपमघन प्रध्वाननिर्धावितस्पर्धालुप्रकरं नमामि भवतस्तन् नरसिंहं वपुः नूनं विष्णुरयं निहन्यमुमिति भ्राम्यद्गदाभीषणं दैत्येन्द्रं समुपाद्रवन्तमधृताः दोर्भ्यां पृथुस्म्या पृथुभ्याममुं वीरो निर्गलितोऽथ खड्गपलकौ गृह्णन् विचित्रश्रमान् व्यावृण्वन् पुनरापपात भुवन ग्रासोद्यतन्त्वामहो भ्राम्यन्तं दितिजाधमं पुनरपि प्रोद्गृह्य दोर्भ्यां जवाद् द्वारेथोरुयुगे निपात्य नखरान् व्युत्खाय वक्षो भुवि निर्भिन्धन्नदिगर्भनिर्भरगलत् रक्ताम्बुबद्धोत्सवं पायं पायमुदैरयो बहुजगत्संहारि सिंहारवान् त्यक्त्वा तं हतमाशु रक्तलहरी सिक्तोन्नमद्वर्ष्मणि प्रत्युत्पत्य समस्तदैत्यपटलीं शाखाद्यमाने त्वयि भ्राम्यद्भूमिविकम्पिताम्बुदिकुलं व्यालोलशैलोत्करं प्रोत्सर्पत्खचरं चराचरमहो दुःस्थामवस्थां दधौ तावन्मांसवपाकराळवपुषं घोरान्त्रमालाधरं त्वां मध्ये सभमिद्धरोषमुषितं दुर्वारगुर्वारवम् अभ्येतुं न शशाक कोऽपि भुवने दूरे स्थिता भीरवः सर्वे शर्वविरिञ्च वासवमुखाः प्रत्येकमस्तोषत भूयोऽप्यक्षतरोषधाम्नि भवति ब्रह्माग्नया बालके प्रह्लादे पदयोर्नमत्यपभये कारुण्यभाराकुलः शान्तत्वं करमस्य मूर्ध्नि समदाः स्तोत्रैरथोद्गायतः తస్యా కామధియోపితే నితవరం లోకాయ చానుగ్రహం. ఏవం నాటిత రౌద్రచేష్టిత విభో శ్రీతాపనీయాభిదశ్రుత్యంత స్ఫుట గీత సర్వమహిమన్ అత్యంత శుద్ధాకృతే తత్తాదృంగ్నిఖిలోత్తరం పునరహో కస్త్వాం పరోలంఘయేత్ ప్రహ్లాద ప్రియ హే మరుత్పురపతే సర్వామయాత్ పాహి మాం ప్రహ్లాద ప్రియ హే మరుత్పురపతే సర్వామయాత్ పాహి మాం ప్రహ్లాద ప్రియ హే మరుత్పురపతే సర్వామయాత్ పాహి మాం. శ్రీకృష్ణాయ పరబ్రహ్మణే నమః.
ఇన్ టూ వర్సెస్ భట్టదరి హస్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ద హోల్ నరసింహ. తప్త స్వర్ణ సవర్ణకూర్ణ దది రుక్షాక్షం సటాకేసర ప్రో కంబ ప్రణికుంభితాంబరభో జియాత్త వేదం వభు. సో హూస్ ఐస్ వర్ ఆఫ్ ద కలర్ ఆఫ్ మోల్టన్ గోల్డ్ వర్ రోలింగ్ అండ్ వెరీ ఫియర్స్ హూస్ షేకింగ్ మెయిన్స్ కవర్డ్ ద హోల్ స్కై హూస్ హ్యూజ్ కేవ్ లైక్ మౌత్ వాయిస్ వైడ్ ఓపెన్ and which was most terrifying with a pair of huge molars which were revealed when the huge quivering sword like tongue lolled out exactly like that. I salute that Narasimha form whose chin was looking fierce because of the folds on the skin which were drawn upward while roaring with a short and very stout neck which was most terrifying with sharp rays emanating from his nails. And he had many hands which touched the sky, and that asura, now these are all the description. Then the whole story, of course, it is there in the here it is afterwards when our Hiranyakashipu got out of that particular situation when suddenly when he saw Narasimha he was shocked and he didn't know what to do. He was for a few seconds he was paralyzed, but then he started thinking, oh, this is the maya of Vishnu. దురాసదం సర్వనిచేతరాయుధ ప్రవేగ విద్రావిద దైత్యదానవం ప్రాయేణమేయం హరిణోరుమాయిత వదస్మృతోనేన సముధ్యతేన కిం. ఆహా, దిస్ ఈస్ పర్హాప్స్ ది స్ట్రాటజీ అడాప్టెడ్ బై హరి ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మ్యాజికల్ ఆర్ట్స్ టు కిల్ మీ, బట్ లెట్ మీ సీ what he can do. Asura is not hum kisi se kam nahi. This is his thinking. Evam bruvam stabhya padat gadayutho nadendra simham pradidaitya kunjara alakshidokna opatida patanga bho patidhada simhau jasi so surastada. Now, thinking like this, Asura, armed with a mace and sword, rushed, yelling, and like a moth rushing into fire. Asura was totally engulfed by Bhagwan's majestic presence. He became invisible. And there is no doubt about it. Our Narada says, Bhagwan is the one whose tejas is something that is nobody can think of. And when he ends his pralaya, he neutralizes everything. The entire world go and merge in him. And that Lord, this one Ratchasa merged in him, there is nothing great to talk about it. பட் தம் விக்ரமந்தம் சகதம் கதாதரோ மகோரகம் துவாட்சசுதோ யதாகிரஹீத் சதஸ்ய ஹஸ்தோத்கலிதஸ்ததாருரோ விக்ரீடிதோ எத்தஹிர் கருர் மதா. நவ் அப்ரோச்சிங் பகவான் கிரேட் அசுரா. வாட் இட் இட் ஹீ டெலிவர்ட் அ கிரேட் மைட்டி ப்ளோ டு பகவான் பட் வித் இஸ் பவர்ஃபுல் மேஸ். ஜஸ்ட் லைக் கருடா கேச்சிங் எ சர்பண்ட், the lord caught the attacking asura with his hand, with his claws actually. Now the, because the nails are very important because bhagwan is going to kill him with his nail only, so nails are very predominant and it is said in Kali Yuga the most predominant thing is nail and hair, nakha and shikha. In 12th chapter, 12th canto, it is given in Bhagavatam. People will spend a lot of time and money to take care of their nail and hair. It's true, right? So some place you go, they get an attached hair, nail also. So here also our Bhagavan's nail is very important. Shining. And Bhagavan caught him with his claw. But this asura escaped. Ha! Now when asura escaped, by the time, you know, all our devatas came into the balcony watching. Yeah, abhi to kuch ho raha hai tamasha. This asura who was tormenting us, now let us see. And when they were watching, suddenly the asura was caught by Bhagavan and asura disappeared, slipped and gone. Then, you know, all these devatas thought, this is not a good sign. See, these devatas also have no faith in Bhagavan. They are so selfish. And there is a calamity that the asura has escaped from the hold of Lord. But what Bhagavan was doing? He was waiting for playing with him because he has to wait for the right time. But these devatas thought that Bhagavan, you know, these asuras slip so. And asura also thought, what our Hiranyakashipu also thought, oh, he is afraid of me, that's why. He was not able to hold me. That is what he thought. Then again, this fierce asura, tam shena vegam shachachandra vatmabhit charandamachitra muparyato hari krutvattahasam karamutsanotbalam nimilidaksham jagrhe mahachavaha. So that fierce asura, whose eyes were dazzled because of the reflection of Bhagavan's, that Hiranya, I mean our Narasimha, but yelling and moving, and like a falcon, according to the tactics of combat, in order to save himself. So when you are facing the opponent, there are certain way of movement. So he was trying to avoid Bhagavan catching him. But Bhagavan caught him. Vishwakspurandam grahanaturam harir vyaloyathagum kulishakshatattvacham dvaryura apatyatatara leelaya nakheryadarhi garudo mahavisham. Now Bhagavan caught him with his hand. But Asura was struggling to free himself. But Bhagavan caught him like a mouse that was caught by a serpent. Then he took him to a threshold. It is neither earth or akasha, neither inside or outside. So he kept him on his thigh. It is not earth or akasha. Then outside or inside. And in the assembly hall, he went, he took him to the threshold. And how Garuda tears apart a snake, he playfully tore open the Asura's body at the time of sunset, twilight, neither day nor night. Now here our Naraji says, the body on which even a scratch could not be made by thunderbolt of Indra. Thunderbolt of Indra is an infallible the weapon. Nobody can stand against that weapon. And that weapon also could not scratch one hair on the body of Hiranyakashipu. And that body, Bhagavan very easily tore with his nails. He did not use any weapon. His own nail is not considered a weapon. Now he was looking terrible because he took out this, pulled open the stomach, chest, and the blood coming out, oozing out. And it is said that he took out the blood, intestine. And he put it on his neck. Already looking terrible, horrible. On top of it, the loops of intestine hanging on his neck. He presented himself formidable appearance. Now, all other Rakshasas attacked him. But Bhagavan, they are no match to Bhagavan. He destroyed all of them, hundreds of them. Bhagavan killed in no time. Afterwards, when he finished everybody, everything became quiet, nobody is anymore attacking him. Bhagavan went and sat. Tatat sabhayam upavishtam uttame nirbhasane. 34th verse. Sambhruta tejasam vibhum alakshitatvairathamatyamarshanam prajandavaktram na babhajakaschana. He seated himself on the royal throne. And Bhagavan is seated in the royal throne. What happened? He blessed the throne. He purified the throne. And nobody dare approach Bhagavan, because Bhagavan is still in that angry mood. Now hearing that this Hiranyakashipu is killed, all the devatas from the heavens showered, rained flowers. They always come with a tukri of flower only. Tukri barke aate hai hamesha. Chance mila, lagate. See, they got a good chance to shower the flowers from the heavenly garden they bought. Now, by the time this, otherwise no god, nobody dare come anywhere near Hiranyakashipu. Now they were so, they all came with their aerial car and big bead bhad in the heavens. Too much crowd, they crowded. Then they sounded kettle drum, big drums. Gandharvas and Gandharva women, they sang and danced. Joy. So then All these people came. What all their list is given here. Shayaha tatro vajrachya vibhuda brahmendra girisha deha rishaya pitara siddha vidyadhara mahoraga manava prajanam patayo gandharva apsarajaranaha yaksha kimburushastada vedala siddha ginnaraha. Brahmaji, Indra, Parameshwara, Rishis, Pitras, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, great serpents, Manus, Prajapatis, Gandharvas, Asuras, Charanas, Yakshas, Kimpurushas, Vetalas, Siddheshwaras, Kinnaras, that Bhagavan's own Parshada. So Jayavijaya is gone. Now another pair is there. Sunanda and Kumuda. So, don't think that Bhagavan didn't have Parshada afterwards. He had another soul promoted. Now, nobody can approach, nobody dare approach Bhagavan because he is in a very ferocious mood. Still, his anger is not gone. So, at that time, Brahmaji came and prayed to Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Natostvanandaya durandashaktaye Vijitra Viraya Pavitra Karmane Vishyasya Sargyasthiti Samyaman Gunai Solilaya Sandadadevyayatmane. All this Bhattadri gave in one line only. All the Devadas came and prayed Bhagavan. So that is the way. But at the same time, the description of Narasimha, he did not the compromise there, he gave everything. Now, O Bhagavan, your powers are omnipotent, omniscient. You create, you sustain, you destroy. You are thyself, Chidananda. Hey Bhagavan, you are everything. Like this, Brahmaji didn't say too much, you know, because he was afraid. He was the reason why the Ratsasa became. Such a terror. So he is also afraid to go near. Bhagavan afterwards tell him also, hey, you have not done a good job, don't do this. Then Bhagavan, Rudra Bhagavan said, Kopakalo, Kopakalo, Yukandaste, Hatoyam, Asurutkal, Pagaha, Tatsudam, Pahivasatam, Bhaktam, De, Bhaktaval Salam. This much of anger is necessary only when you have to do pralaya, destroy the whole world. And to kill one little asura, why do you have so much of anger? So please calm down and bless your devotee Prahlada. Indra said, he says, all the offering to and to us were taken away by this Hiranyakashipu. Because he forbade everybody to do anything good. So now, those devotees who totally surrender to you, who do not even care for moksha, so Lord, you will bless them. Rishaya, Rishis. Rishis said, this asura stopped us from doing tapas. Your tapas. Tapas was obstructed by this asura. Now that he is killed, now we will be able to do tapas again. Pitru said, this asura, our people were offering this pindam and all that offering, but the sesame seeds, Srardha. This man, this asura, was not, it made sure that it is not available for us. He stopped that also, and we were deprived of that. Oh Lord, it is good that you killed him. Siddha said, all our powers took away. We had this Siddhas have psychic powers, and because of that, they have the concentration and austerities. Those Siddhis also, ಹೀ ಟುಕ್ ಅವೇ ಅಷ್ಟಸಿದ್ಧಿ ದೋಸ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇರ್ ತಪಸ್ ದೇ ಗೇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಸುರ ಟುಕ್ ಅವೇ ದಾರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾವು ವಿದ್ಯಾಧರ ಸರ್ ಈ ಅವರ್ ಯೋಗಿಕ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಥ್ರೂ ಕಾನ್ಸಂಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸಪಿಯರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪವರ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾಧರಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟೇಕನ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅಸ್ ನಾಗಾ ಸೆಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಸುರ ಟುಕ್ ಅವೇ ಅವರ್ ಜ್ಯುವೆಲ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಜ್ಯುವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಟುಕ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಗ ಏನ ಪಾಪೇನ ರತ್ನಾನಿ ಸ್ತ್ರೀರತ್ನಾನಿ ಹದಾನಿನ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ರತ್ನಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀರತ್ನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಜ್ಯುವೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಅವೇ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಕ್ಷಸ ನೌ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಹೆಮ್ ಸೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಕವರ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಕವರ್ಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಗಂಧರ್ವಾಸ್ then manus manus said he was the one who manu stand for dharma so he is minister for religious activities like so manu said he broke all code of conduct and dharma he never followed anything he had his own rule so that's what ಸೊ ವರ್ಣ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಎನಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಹೀ ನೆವರ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಲೇನ್ ಹೆಮ್ ಸೊ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ನೌ ಲಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಸೆಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಫಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ is the in charge for progeny and that also he has obstructed that's why nowadays this you know hum do hamara do something like that these are all Hiranyakashipu's theories interfering with Prajapati Gandharva said, see, they said, Vayam vibhote nadanatya gayaka yenatma sadvirya balojasa krita sayeshanito bhavata dishamimam kimutpatasya kushalaya kalpate. He made us dance for him. immediately he will call us, dance. Then we have to dance. Anytime, somewhere middle of the night he will call us in time. Because that is the time the Rakshasa want entertainment. What can you do? So, and whether this person has any taste of dance or not, we don't know. Because these are people who are classical dancers, musicians, they will enjoy if the audience enjoy it, you see. But this Rakshasa, Gandha Matra bhi nahi usko, he doesn't even know what is dance, what is music. He is half drunk all the time, intoxicated at that time. Kya dance kare? This was joy. Charana uchu. So, he was the one destroyed this, you have destroyed this Asura, who has been oppressors of holy men. Then Yaksha said, this Rakshasa made us carry him. No, these Yakshas are the one who you carry the palanquin. In the heaven, there are olden time, you know, they had this particular transportation. Four people will carry palanquin. And the four of them should be at the same height. Otherwise, the person sitting inside will be a problem. And they are trained to move in same speed. So all these are all very important. Those palanquin bearers, these Rakshasa made us bear. this take him here and there in the palanquin, we are happy that you have killed him. And our Kim Purusha said, we are simple people. Even this asura deprived of our small little privileges. Vaitalika said, you have destroyed this Rakshasa. It is like a disease you have got rid of. So attendants of Vishnu said, killing this Hiranyakashipu, you have blessed him actually. So you have blessed this asura by killing him. Now, still, all the, why I am saying this, all these people went and prayed to Bhagavan, but still Bhagavan's anger was not gone. So now, all of them were thinking, Brahmaji himself was thinking what to do. Everybody was looking into Brahmaji only. Hey, kuch to karo bhai. Everybody was standing far, far away and singing his glory only. Bharadvaja, evam suradayas sarve brahmarudrapuras saraha nopaedu vashakan manyu samrambham sudurasadam. So none of the divinities like Brahma or Rudra dared to go near the Lord. He was so unapproachable. He said, Saksha Shri Preshita Devai Drishtva Tan Mahadat Pudam Adrishtashrita Purvatva Sa No Peyaya Shankita. Saksha Shri, Brahmaji told Lakshmiji, you are his wife, you know, when he sees you, he will become calm. And she said, Nare Baba, I never seen him in this mood. Shaadi hoke bahut saal ho gaya, abhi tak dekha nahi aisi roop. But it happens, you know, in family, married life. Kabhi kabhi husband ka roop jara hai. Both way, other way also. Aisa badragali roop, mai bhi tak dekha nahi. So bolte hai. You are, see. And that also, Rishmiji said, suppose I go near him. With lovingly, he put his hand on my shoulder. His claws are also all blood. My silk sari, you know, gets spoiled. And my tender body skin get torn. See, I'm not going. Now everybody, Brahmaji thought the best one is our Prahlada. Prahladam preshayamasa Brahma vastita mandige tata prasamayo behi supitre kupitam prabhum. Brahmaji told Prahlada, oh dear boy, go near the Lord who has been angry to your father and try to pacify him. Tathedi shanagairajan maha bhagavadorbhakaha upetya bhuvikayena nanama vitradanjalihi. Prahlada was fearless. He said, okay. And he went near Bhagavan and prostrated sashtanga pranam. Bhuvi, upetya bhuvikayena nanama vidadanjali. He prostrated full length the ground before him. And he advanced towards him with folded hand and then prostrated. Now, ಸ್ವಪಾದಮೂಲೇ ಪತಿತಂ ತಮರ್ಭಕಂ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ದೇವ ಕೃಪಯಾ ಪರಿಪ್ಲುತಃ ಉತ್ಥಾಪ್ಯ ತಚ್ಚೀಷ್ಣದಾದಕ ರಾಂಬುಜಂ ಕಾಲಾಹಿ ವಿತ್ರಸ್ತದಿಯಾಂ ಕೃತಾಭಯಂ. See, in Narasimha Purana and all that, there are more details are there about Narasimha Avatara. So there, the moment Bhagavan saw Prahlada lying prostrate in front of him, Subhadamule patitam tamarbhagam vilokya devaha kripaya paripludaha. So the Lord Vaitrinir observes of tender love, feeling towards this Prahlada, and lifted him and placed his head and placed on his head his Varahasta, his hand which gives shelter to the whole world. And in Narasimha Purana it is that Bhagavan told Prahlada, Chandavyamangamitime samaye vilambaha. These are all very moving statements. Bhagavan said, Beta, I am sorry, please forgive me for coming late. See, I should have come early and saved you. I made you go through all the trouble. But I am sorry. Satatkaraspashadudagilashubha ಸಪತ್ಯಭಿವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಪರಾತ್ಮದರ್ಶನ ತತ್ಪಾದಪದ್ಮಂ ಹೃದಿ ನಿರ್ಹೃದೋ ದದೌ ಹೃಷ್ಯತ್ತನು ಕ್ಲಿನ್ನ ಹೃದಶ್ಚುಲೋಚನ. ದ ಟಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಪಾಮ್ ಅಟ್ ಒನ್ ಡಿಸಿಪೇಟೆಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ that was there in the mind of Prahlada. Of course he was free from ignorance, but even if there is a little trace, that was also removed. Now his heart was overwhelmed with bliss of joy, and his heart melted with love for Bhagavan. His hair stood on end. ಹೃಷ್ಯತ್ತನುಹು ಕ್ಲಿನ್ನ ಹೃದಶ್ಚುಲೋಚನ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಐಸ್ ವರ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್, ಚೋಕ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಮೋಷನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್. And some people give only lecture on only these stutis only. So all the stutis are very beautiful. Say there is a Bhishma stuti in Bhagavadam. I think it is second canto, I think. There, when Yudhishthira, when he was coronated as king after Mahabharata war, he also went through exactly like Arjuna went through. Generally he felt, I am a sinner. I killed, because of me, I killed so many people. I don't deserve this throne. Like that, he started crying, lamenting. He went to Bhagavan. Bhagavan said, look, at one point Arjuna, I taught Gita. It was an inspired mood. Now that mood is not there, gone. Now I cannot tell you. So let us go to Bhishma Pitamaha. He is waiting there for his death. He is a storehouse of knowledge. You learn from him. The Yudhishthira was taken to Bhishma Pitamaha in the Kurukshetra. And when Bhishma Pitamaha saw Lord Krishna, of course, Lord Krishna had another intention also. He wanted to bless his devotee. Bhishma was a great devotee of Bhagavan. In order to bless him only he went. This was only a pretext. And Yudhishthira heard from Bhishma Pitamaha everything. And this Bhishma Stuti is there when he saw Lord Krishna. There he said, "O Lord, everybody think that you are partial to Pandavas. But in fact it is not so. What were you doing? You are standing in the chariot of Arjuna. And with your smiling look, what were you doing? Those people who were hit by Arjuna's arrow, when they were falling down, what they were seeing? They were seeing you. It is at Andhakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram." Those people who see the Lord, it is thinking about Bhagavan itself, they will reach me, he said. But here you look at what opportunity you have given to them. They were looking at you and dying. You are giving them moksha. So actually you are blessing them. You are not old Pandava army. They were not blessed with that, you see. The armies of Kauravas you are blessing, he said. It's the same episode is there in Ramayana also. When Rama-Ravana Yuddha was over, Ravana was killed. At that time all the Devadas came and praised Rama. Bhagavan Ramachandraji, Indra also came hesitantly. Because until now he never did any good to, any favor or any help to Bhagavan. Because he was afraid of Ravana. So now Ravana is killed, he got little courage. He came, "Bhagavan, I didn't do anything to you. I want to do some seva to you." Bhagavan said, "Okay. If you think that you want to do something, I'll tell you one thing. What is that? You bring some amrit from heaven. And these monkeys, you know, they gave up their life for me. I want to bring them back to life. Because they left their family, children and all that. For my sake, they came. There is no connection or relation or nothing. But still they gave up their life for me. So I owe it to them. I want to bring them back to life." So now Indra bought Amrit. Now when he went to sprinkle in the battlefield, there was a problem. What? Because monkey and asura were mixed. It is not that only monkey one side and asura one side. It's not like the battlefield though mixed. How this... Indra was doubtful. Now what to do? Suppose if you sprinkle Amar, the asura also come back. Bhagavan told him, "Don't worry. When he sprinkled this amrit, only monkeys came back. Why asura did not come back?" Tulsidasji says, all asuras merged with Bhagavan. Why? Because asuras, when they were dying, they were looking at Ramachandraji and dying. So that's a greatness. So all the stutis in Bhagavatam, they are all great. This Gajendra stuti and all that, every stuti is beautiful. Now here also, now Prahlada says, Brahmadayas suragana punayoda siddha Sattvaikatana matayo vachasam pravahai naradidam puru gunairathuna vipruhu kim toshtu marhati same hari rugrajatehi. Hey Bhagavan, Brahma and other munis, those who have attained highest spiritual glory, they are naturally devoted to you because they are sattvic by nature. And even they are not able to praise you with words, using adequate words to praise you, your excellences. How am I am born in the Asura family, Ukra Jati. Kurajataha. I am born this Asura family. Low born, but tamasic by nature. How can I ever hope to win thy favor? But even though that is the case, I know your glory. What is that? Manye dhana bijana rupa tapasutauja teja prabhava bala paurusha buddhi yoga naradhanaya hi bhavandi parasya pumso bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayuthapaya. Gajayudhapaya, Gajendra Moksha, it is going to come later. So that Gajendra, who was not qualified, what kind of qualification? Dhana, wealth. Then, Abhijana, high birth. Rupam, beauty. Tapas, austerity. Shrutam, scriptural study. Aujas, vigor. Prabhav, impressiveness, balam, strength, paurusham, vigor, buddhi, intelligence, yoga, samadhi abhyasa, none of them pleases you. All these things you may do. Bhavandi parasya pumso bhaktya tutosha bhagavan. You are pleased only with simple love, simple devotion. You may do so many things, but that doesn't please Bhagavan. You may have wealth. Some people who are wealthy, they think Bhagavan ko kharidenge. That's why mandir and all that happens, you know. I will donate $1 million. Mera God in the center. What about other gods? Wo to piche piche laga do. Dhanam, karu. Mata nahi. Abhijanaha, high birth. Kya? Pata hai mera khandan. You know. Rubam, beauty. Tapaha. Tapas. I have done that tapas, I have done this tapas. Swamiji, I get up at 3:30 in the morning. And without doing this 2.5 hours, 3 hours of tapas, I will not even drink a cup of tea. Do you know that? No, I don't know. Garvatas, man. And these are all the talks in the party talks, tapas. I met this guru that day, you know, he gave me mantra. Now I practice that. You see some difference in me? And then I don't see, that's because you don't practice, that's why. Tapas. Asrutaha. Great learning. Scriptural study. Swamiji, I memorize everything, I tell you. By God's grace and your grace, I have good memory. Now, mera grace ke sahib, hame to abhi mila aapko. Nahi, wo to bolenge. But bolte hai log aise. So, all this, tejaha, prabhavaha, paurusham, buddhi, yoga, none of them impresses you. What impresses you is bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayudhapaya. Because Gajaraj, see, it seems that Gajendra, when he was caught with the crocodile, he tried himself to get out of the grip. He could not. Then his friends, relatives, everybody came, helped him, did not. Finally he saw no help can help him. Nobody can help him. He remembered Bhagavan. Then he called Hari. It is said Bhagavan Hari was, Lakshmiji was giving him lunch in a plantain leaf, you know. Plantain leaf is environmental friendly, disposable plate. So he was about to eat his lunch. At that time he said, ha, jumped. And he did not even wait for his vehicle, Garuda. He ran. By the time he finished saying Hari, he was there. That was the greatness of Bhagavan. Why? Because of this Gajaraja's love for Bhagavan. Now this stuti is very beautiful. We will handle this tomorrow. Okay. One by one. Most important one we'll see. All of them. And then Bhagavan blesses Prahlada. And Prahlada himself says, Bhagavan, see, Prahlada says, mind get disturbed. I am not able to remember you, he says. There is a Marathi saint also who said, Amrutavu ni kodu navatu chideva. Manamaje keshava kaba nage. He says, your name is so beautiful. How come my mind is not getting attracted to it? Sanga pandariyaya kai karoyachi. Please tell me what I can do. What will I do? Then he says, Kirtani me vaisatha nidra nagavile. When I sit for kirtan bhajan, generally I complain about sleep, but there I get sleep. All the time I complain, I can't sleep in the night. The moment I come to satsang, from where sleep comes, I don't know. So, our Prahlaji also says that, see, all bhaktas, they never become proud of their achievement, you see. They always think the other bhaktas are better than me. That is bhakti's greatness. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Snapast.